There was no coloured restroom, so she used the white one. A few years back, when the bus taking her to her first teaching job in Marion, Virginia, had crossed the state line from West Virginia, all the blacks had been told to get off and take taxis. She refused until she was asked nicely, but it could be unwise to push a white man too far. Nonetheless, this engineer's calculation was wrong. If she did not ask the question, an aircraft might not fly, or might fly and crash. So, very carefully, she asked it. Was it possible that he could have made a mistake? He did not admit it, but by turning the colour of a cough drop, he ceded the point. She asked more such questions, and they got her noticed. As the weeks passed, the men forgot to return her to the pool. Her incessant why and how made their work sharper. It also challenged them. Why were their calculations of aerodynamic forces so often out? Because they were maths graduates who had forgotten their geometry, whereas she had not. Her high school brilliance at maths had led to special classes on analytic geometry, in which she, at 13, had been the only pupil. Why was she not allowed to get her name on a flight trajectory report when she had done most of the work, filling her data sheets with figures for days? Because women didn't. That was no answer, so she got her name on the report, the first woman to be so credited. Why was she not allowed into the engineer's lectures on orbital mechanics and rocket propulsion? Because the girls don't go. Why did she not read Aviation Week like them? She soon became the first woman there.